experiences.
Some
of our experiences, what we went through before we find or we met God. At first, me. When I was born, 3 months after, my mother was obliged to leave me and go. Okay, I grew up with the sister of my father. And we suffer a lot. When you don't grow up with your mother, it's difficult. But God never leaves us alone. We went through a lot. And we learned wisdom. Before we encounter or God encounter us, my father was different kind of idol worshiper, many. We were born in that power. And we grew up worshiping idols. And we listened to those idols. But God saved us. During our conversion or repentance, it is a powerful things that happen. It is a war that happened. May God bless you guys here.
Africa,
because you don't know idol, we are talking about Africa. When God touched our hearts and he brought us out of the idol worshiper and we get converted, we give our life to Jesus according to what we went through we try and cry to God several times to baptize us because we need the power of the Holy Spirit, the baptism of the Holy Spirit to cast those spirits out and far from us. Because if the Holy Spirit didn't come, Jesus said, I will not leave you orphan. When I went to the Father, I will send the spirit of intercession or consolation to intercede for you. The spirit gonna help you.
He's
gonna send that spirit. It's why we do our efforts to receive that power with understanding that in what we were, what the idol power that God brought us out from, that power raised himself against us. There is no right for him to overcome us. It's why we try to have that power. That power, the Holy Spirit's power, to use it and overcome all that idol powers. Only one power, but to overcome all powers. And we receive the sense of the Holy Spirit. It is not easy at all. It is a powerful. It is a power. If you got that power, you overcome everything. This morning, I just want to share or talk about just two things, and we're going to close. Because when we went to the conference, everybody preached about the way he can. I just want to ask this question. I want to ask you this question. If you receive the Holy Spirit, it is just only to speak in, to speak in tongues? Is it only for that? You have only to speak in tongues? If you you speak in tongues, it's not all. You need to see the work, the works of the Holy Spirit. If you are speaking in tongues and working, going on, speaking in tongues, and you are not seeing any acts for that spirit that you are, that language you are speaking is not enough. The acts have to follow. I want to talk about that act. What are those who are baptized in the Holy Spirit? Raise up your hand. If you are baptized in the Holy Spirit, raise up your hand. If you speak in tongues, yeah. I just want to teach something.
Peter.
Mm-hmm. And I want to take like example Peter and Jesus. Luke chapter 22 verse 31.
Yeah.
What you say? What is the good English? 31 or 31?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Somebody can read it in American English, not in Togo English.
America. 22:31, Luke, chapter of Luke.
31 to and which?
To which?
31 to 34.
Okay. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for you that your faith fail not, and when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. And he said unto him, Lord, I am ready to go with thee, both into prison and to death. And he said, I tell thee, Peter, the cock shall not crow this day, before thou shalt thrice deny that thou knowest me.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Ah, was sick Yesu.
Clap for Jesus. Can you clap for Jesus?
Ah, not for sick Yesu la.
Clap for Jesus.
Applaudissez pour le Seigneur.
Clap for Jesus.
Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Ah, praise the Lord.
There is something big who happened here. We can say Jesus is in the spirit. He entered in the spiritual realm, in the anointing. And he saw Peter. He saw that the enemy is trying to harm or to hurt him. But Peter doesn't know anything. Why Peter can't see what Jesus was used to see? Because he's not baptized in, by the Holy Spirit. He's not in the Holy Spirit. But Jesus, he's in the Holy Spirit. And God opened his eyes. And he saw that the devil is walking around Peter. And he's trying to catch or to arrest him. And Jesus say, I pray for you for the enemy to not get you. Listen. After Jesus spoke to Peter, Peter said, Lord, everywhere that you go, I will go with you. Even if it is in jail, I will go. He said, even if it is death, I will go with you. Here is the question. When Jesus went to jail and he died, did Peter went there? Did he went to the jail? And when he died, did Peter kill himself or died with Jesus? But he says so. Why?
For Alec Robert.
But he was saying, even in jail, I will go with you. Even if it is in death, I will go with you. Jesus said, no. Go ahead. You say, before the morning, you will deny me. You will deny me. Why, Jesus says it? Why, when Peter spoke, when he responded to Jesus, he couldn't act what he said. Why he couldn't put it in acts? Did somebody want to answer me?
Peter Bologna.
He doesn't have the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Oh, clap for the life of our pastor. Clap for the Jesus. Clap to Jesus for the life of our pastor. This is how we behave in Africa. So. We need to worship God. We need to clap for all the time.
Say,
listen.
Peter
spoke. He responded to Jesus. He said, even if it is in the jail, I will go with you, Jesus. Even if it is in death, I will go with you, Jesus. He spoke, but he didn't do what he said. Why? He didn't have the Holy Spirit. Let's come back here.
Verse chapter 22, in Luke chapter 22, verse
39, 46. The same chapter, Luke 22, verse 39 and 46,
46,
39, 46.
To 46. Mm-hmm. Okay. Same chapter. Luke chapter 22, verse 39. And he came out and went, as he was wont, to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples also followed him. And when he was at the place, he said unto them, pray that ye enter not into temptation. And he was withdrawn from them about a stone's cast, and kneeled down and prayed, saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. And there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. And being in agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was great drops of blood falling down to the ground. And when he rose up from prayer, he was come to his disciples, and he found them sleeping for sorrow. And he said unto them, why sleep ye? Rise and pray, lest you enter into temptation.
Something who is hide here. Jesus and his apostle, they went to Gethsemane. Jesus went to pray. And he told them, you guys pray too. When Jesus was there, his soul was praying. Because he can feel what he's going through. Do I go forward? Do I come back? And Jesus prayed. He was praying. He was praying because concerning to what he's going to go through. For the Holy Spirit to fortify him. The Bible says when he was praying, the place he was praying, the way he was sweating, the sweat was like a blood. Listen, in the prayer, the Bible says the heaven was open. And the angels come down. Yeah. And the angels would fortify him. And to, they was telling Jesus, you need to go through. You need to be a winner. He's fortifying Jesus. The Holy Spirit, the visit, yeah, the angels was fortifying Jesus. He said, go for it. Certainly, you're going to win. This work of sacrifice, you need to go through. The Holy Spirit was fortify Jesus. After the angels finished to fortify him, now Jesus got more power, more confidence. And he decided, I want to go through. What's going to happen? I'm going to see. But Peter, he doesn't pray at all. He doesn't receive the Holy Spirit. Because he doesn't, his mind and understanding is different from Jesus. And it's why when the Pharisees came and arrested Jesus, because he didn't receive the Holy Spirit, he ran away. Okay, he ran and tried to find a soul to fight and kill. And he tried and he cut off the ear of one of the soldiers. Why did he took this action? Yeah. Because he doesn't want to pray. He doesn't receive the Holy Spirit. He used the flesh, the carnal understanding, and it's why he want to fight in flesh. Jesus said, no. Say, Peter. The sword, there's no need for sword here. He say, Jesus said, I stand here. I am ready to go through. And I will win. If you receive the Holy Spirit, you overcome everything. You will overthrow every powers. If you receive the Holy Spirit, no matter the wind that is blowing, you will overcome it. If you receive the Holy Spirit, what you are doing, no matter how difficult the things are, you will not go back. You will go forward. Amen. Hallelujah. If you receive the Holy Spirit, there is a power that comes.
Hallelujah.
Amen. If you receive the Holy Spirit, even people are trying to pull you down, or because of they are touching your wicked point, and they are telling you this thing, you can't do it. If you receive the Holy Spirit, surely you're gonna accomplish it. One day, one day Jesus prophesied and said, there is a day coming, they're going to arrest me, kill me, but after 3 days, he's going to rise up from the dead. The same Peter came to Jesus. He said, Lord, don't let this one be accomplished in your life.
You are your boy.
Jesus said, you are a young boy.
No. Peter, but you are your boy.
Okay, Peter said, Jesus, you are a young boy. Don't let this act come into your life. Don't let it come. What the things you are saying, may God let it pass over you. Oh, Jesus, you are not married yet. You don't have a kids. You are young, Jesus, and you keep on saying you're gonna die. Jesus told him,
Peter.
Peter, this night you have become an hindrance for me. He said, Peter, get away from here. You are a devil.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Look at now.
Why? The revelation of Jesus carried the Holy Spirit. He knew that he's gonna die for you and I to be saved.
Look at now.
Why? The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. If the Holy Spirit comes into your life, there's no fear. Try to say Bogbo Kokwe. Say it. Bogbo Kokwe.
Bogbo Kokwe.
Bogbo Kokwe. That is mean Holy Spirit. It's what he's saying. Bogbo Spirit. Kokwe Holy. Something happened. There are people who are worshipping in one temple or one room. And those people who used to kill everybody or the murderers, they came into the room, the house. Okay, it is all in the temple. They are worshiping God in the temple, and just those gang, they came with a gun and they stopped the fellowship, and they want to kill them. They say, you have to deny Jesus or we will kill you. He came to the first person. They asked him, will you deny Jesus or we will kill you? The first person say, I deny Jesus. The second person, they pointed the gun. They asked him, will you deny Jesus or we will kill you? The second person say, no, I deny Jesus. And they went to everybody. They asked everybody. All of the members, they deny Jesus. There's the last person, they arrive to the last person. And they are ready to fire him. And they asked him, will you deny Jesus or we are going to kill you? That last man went on his knee and he started singing.
I have a God who never fails. I have a God who never fails. I have a God.
When he was singing, now the Holy Spirit take action in the whole room. The power of God came into him. And he says, if I am alive, I am alive for Jesus. If I die, I die for Jesus. And they fire him. The bullet can't reach him. Those people who came in the temple with the guns, all of them, they have to put down the gun and receive Jesus. The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. When he comes into you, there is a change that comes. You got a change. If the Holy Spirit comes, things that you used to do, who are a sin, you will not do it again. Praise God.
David.
Yeah, David. He was a small boy. The day that Samuel anointed him, the Bible say, the Bible say, the Holy Spirit seized him, and the evil spirit went to Saul. When the Holy Spirit comes on David, when he used his guitar, that you say in English, the Bible say God used the way he plays, the Holy Spirit or the power of God used to flow through his songs and heal Saul. And here David found himself in the house of Saul. When the evil spirit comes, that is the a witness that this is a point of witness that if you receive the Holy Spirit, there is no evil spirit that will try to come to you. There is no power who can overcome you. And the Bible say when David was trying to kill Goliath, Saul couldn't kill Goliath because the Holy Spirit left him. There is something very, very important that I'm going to tell you this morning, is that money can leave you. How can I say? Money can leave you. Your house can leave you. Everything that you have can leave you. But if you carry the Holy Spirit, you will become an overcomer. David used to pray, don't take away from me the Holy Spirit or your spirit. Don't take away from me the Holy Spirit. Why? He knew that position that he got, the victory that he has, it is by the Holy Spirit. It's why he prayed that time, Lord, don't take away your spirit from me. Amen. The second thing is, the Holy Spirit, you can't buy it by money. No. It is very important. Let me give you this secret. When Jesus came at his 11 years, 12 years, he went and preached to doctors and elderly people. And they were surprised, amazed. And his father and mother went to take him. He took him. He was about to enter in discussion with the father and the mother. And he said, who is my mother? And who is my father? Is he? My father and my mother are those who are around me. Listen to me. After saying that, After saying that, God touched his heart. And he heard, listen to your father and your mother. And he became humble. And they brought him to house. Why? Listen to this secret. Why the parents brought him to house? Because it is not time yet at 12 years for the Holy Spirit to use it like he supposed. He have to wait more. He wait more till his 30th year. Yeah? Okay. I am American now. He reached 30 years. Okay, try to find 30, 12 years out of 20, after 30. How many years? 18. Then he got a power, he got a knowledge, but he had to slow down and wait 18 years. And after, in the 30th years, when he went and meet John the Baptist, and after the prayer, heaven is open, and the Holy Spirit comes upon him, and the Bible say, Jesus began his works because now the Holy Spirit has come. It's why Jesus told to the apostles, wait for the Holy Spirit to come. It is necessary for the power to come. And when the power comes, there is a change. I pray, may that Holy Spirit comes upon you. What more the Holy Spirit can do? He saves. Saul wanted to kill David because David carried the Holy Spirit. Saul can kill David. Let's read this one and we're gonna close.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I don't hear anybody here. Oh. Hallelujah.
Amen. Say amen. Okay. Okay. He wants you to become African now. Yeah. Because in Africa, when you say hallelujah, people have to stand up and say and raise up their hand and say amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Yeah. Oh, you got it. God bless you guys. You got it. That's when you shout hallelujah, you're going to see all the people. You don't have to tell them, they have to stand up, because we consider that we are a saint. We are like, it's like a Bible saying in heaven, when you say praise the God, praise the Lord, they worship God. So, yeah.
First Samuel. Chapter 18.
Let's go to First Samuel chapter 18.
Verse 9 to 10, 11.
9 and 10? Yes. 9, 10, 11, yeah.
9, 10, 11. Okay, 1 Samuel 18, verse 9, 10, 11. And Saul eyed David from that day and forward. And it came to pass on the morrow that the evil spirit from God came upon Saul, and he prophesied in the midst of the house. And David played with his hand as at other times, and there was a javelin in Saul's hand. And Saul cast the javelin, the spear, for he said, I will smite David even to the wall with it. And David avoided out of his presence twice.
Amen.
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 Yeah,
amen.
Amen. He said, one day, it came to pass, David was playing his harp in the house, and the evil spirit was upon Saul. And he carried a javelin.
He would die that day.
And he tried to kill David. The Bible says when the javelin was about to reach David, at that time David was playing the harp. His eyes wasn't on Saul. Yeah. He was playing the harp. When Saul took the javelin, the Holy Spirit helped David and say, there is something coming on you. Bow down or escape. Bow down or escape. And he escaped. And here the javelin went another way. And the javelin reached the wall. And Saul, because he messed up, he watched David. And he said unto him, how this guy David knew that I'm going to kill him and he escaped? What is this, or how, or how can I put it?
For Saul,
wait. Yeah, he said, how he get to know that something is coming to kill him? Who told him that javelin is coming to hurt you? Saul knew that nobody was there with David. And he knew. He knew that the Holy Spirit was with David. That day. That day, the word of God say, Saul feared David from that day. Because God is with him. The Holy Spirit is with him. Receive the Holy Spirit. It is a big matter. It is a, how can I say? It is a riches or heritage who overcome everything. If you receive it, he will look over you. He'll watch over you in everywhere. Everywhere you find yourself. You will not see anybody as a bodyguard. But the Holy Spirit is your bodyguard everywhere you are. Every part you go through, he follows you. In your office, the Holy Spirit is with you. In your house, the Holy Spirit is with you. The place that you find yourself, the Holy Spirit is with you. In your car, Holy Spirit is with you. That's why today, in this day in Africa, those preachers don't want to use the Holy Spirit to do the work of God. They want to go through another way. And they are doing things that we can't say, who is not good. They are making a false miracle. Let me say this one, I'm going to close. There's one pastor. He saw somebody and he told the person, that guy, I'm going to make a crusade. But this is what I want to do. For the people to know that he carries Holy Spirit, he told that man, I want to give you like $20,000. You're gonna buy a cough or coffee, the one they put the dead coffee. Yeah, you're gonna buy a coffee, and you're gonna sleep in the coffee for people, and you are going to make yourself like a dead person for people. When they are looking at you, everybody have to say that you are dead, and they're gonna carry you from your home and bring it to the place of the crusade. Yeah, the coffin. A coffin, yeah, okay. And when you're gonna reach the crusade, I'm gonna try and pray over you, and you're gonna wake up for the congregation, the people there to see that this man is the really man of God. He carries power. What happened after when they plan like this? What happened? Don't try to prove God. Don't try to prove the Holy Spirit. When they carry this guy, there is the road was full. There is a slowdown on the road. Then they spent time before reaching the crusade ground. By the time they reached, because of the heat in the coffin, he died. This is the second testimony. There's another one who is who called himself pastor and want to make a miracle. Then he came into contact with somebody and they planned something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He told the person the way he have to dress, and he dressed like a priest from the top down, something long like a priest in the Old Testament, and they take how to call it? Let me see how to call it in here. There is a bull. You need to put air inside. Yeah, and become big. Yeah, balloon. Yeah. Yeah, they do that and they put at his back in the dress. Then when they put it at the back, they ask him to walk like somebody who got a boss. And to when the fellowship are going on, they ask him to come into the temple. People were praising God. The people were dancing. What happened? Pastor. Here the pastor, how do you call this in English? He knew, so he gets something that, a pin, yeah? He hide a pin in his hand here. And he came. He saw the person and said, "Today, you are going to be healed. Today, you are going to be delivered." He got a pin hide into his fingers. And he made this, and he turned the finger, and he hit the back of the guy. And the balloon became
pfft.
And people saw that, and they are shouting. The Holy Spirit that we are talking about, it is fearful. There is somebody in the congregation that knew this guy that he hired. And he knew that all the members in the family, and he knew that person doesn't have a boss at the back. Why? The Holy Spirit don't want to work with this pastor, this man who calls himself a pastor. The Holy Spirit doesn't like things who are not right.
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit doesn't like a sinful life, unclean life. If you want to walk with the Holy Spirit, walk with him in truth, in holiness. He will stay with you. May God bless you guys. May he fortify you.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Thank you, brother. Thank you, brother. Amen. It's good to have the Holy Spirit come to you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, God is so good. So the power of the Holy Spirit. These guys are the same. We have the same power, same Holy Spirit all over the world. Amen. The same Holy Spirit is operating in Africa as operates right here in this room. Right here in this building, right here in your closet, amen. So, if you lack the baptism of the Holy Spirit, I can encourage you to come, and let's pray today. Let's receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. He will give you the gift of other tongues, which is it's a good tool. It's a good tool. It encourages you. It builds you up. But the reason for the Holy Spirit is what? What did Jesus say? You shall receive what? Say it again. You shall receive. And also he said, don't go anywhere. Don't leave town without it. Amen? He said, don't leave town without it. So don't leave your house without it, my recommendation. Amen? Don't leave your house. Don't leave your house without the power of the Holy Spirit. You've been born again. You have been redeemed from sin. The power of sin no longer dwells on the inside of you. Say amen. And there's a lot of people just bound up. I mean, it's terrible. A bulk of Christians are bound up every day by sin. The power of sin. They say, "Yo, I sinned again. Oh, God, I sinned again. You know, who can deliver me from the power of this death?" Well, Paul was having that problem in Romans chapter 7. Paul. Talking to Paul. Because Paul likes Romans. Amen. I don't know if it's because of chapter 7. I don't know why he likes Romans so much. But no, the truth is that the power of the Holy Spirit has delivered you. In Romans chapter 6 already told you, it said, sin shall not have dominion over you. Say that with me. Sin shall not have dominion over me. Sin shall not have dominion over me. He said, reckon yourselves, therefore, it's Romans 6:11. Reckon yourselves, that is, consider yourselves, write it down, this is what the judge said, that you are dead unto sin. Well, I just sinned. No, you may have just sinned. You may have just sinned. But Jesus already forgave you from the foundation of the world if you have received him. See, people are looking at themselves in the mirror. They're looking at their sinfulness, and they're paralyzed. How many know sin paralyzes Christians? Sin paralyzes Christians so they can do no good. We had some lady here in the church one time told Pastor Jim, said, "What good are you?" You know, I mean, the Lord, I mean, and people will come at you. You know, what good are you? You know, and you're fearful that God cannot use you. I want you to know every single day you are forgiven and God can use you. And you want to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. If you're not, let's get this done. Amen. Let's get this done. So. God is so good. Amen. How many were blessed today by our brother here? Amen. Hallelujah. Pastor Tucson and Pastor Justin. Because otherwise he would have had a good time, but without Pastor Justin, you would not hear. Except the Holy Spirit would have translated for you.
That's right.
Amen. And we do the opposite, you know, when we're over there, Dave. You know, we do the opposite. Of course, in Uganda, there's a lot more English going on. You know, were you preaching in Ewe?
Yeah.
Okay. See, the national language for Togo, the business language, the language of the country officially is French. Anybody speak French? Well, she might speak one or two words. Anybody speak closer to French than anybody else? Yeah, Shannon. Okay. Praise the Lord. Now, Norman does, believe it or not. I was talking to Pastor about Norman. See, Norman grew up in Tanzania, and so he has some French, you know, that he can participate, you know, but he's not here. So we have to stumble along, but he is preaching in Ewe. Everybody say Ewe. That's the language that his grandmother spoke. Yeah, I believe this, is that in Acts chapter 2, when it talks about all the Phrygians and all the people and the Parthians and Medes and, you know, all these guys who were at Jerusalem, that when they began to speak in other tongues, he says, they testify. They say, do we not hear them speak in our own tongues wherein we were born the wonderful works of God? So were they saying that, okay, they're speaking in, you know, Parthian and Mede and all that? No, they're probably talking about Ewe. They're speaking in their version, the Parthian language, where the grandmother spoke. Because that's how God speaks to you. Because he commands us to call him who? Abba. Abba, Father. Abba, Father. The familiar, right? He commands us to address him in the familiar. We are addressing God in the familiar. He is so close. And so when they heard the wonderful works of God, it wasn't in like... in Latin or something, or, you know, or French or German, or they didn't have those. But they spoke to them in the same language that they heard. I believe this. The language that spoke to their hearts. The language that your grandmother spoke. The dialect that we heard them. And they testified to each other because they could all speak Greek. They could all speak, you know, or they could all speak Aramaic. They could all speak a local language that when you come to Jerusalem, you could all understand. And so Ewe is the language that is the local language of his people in Togo. Amen. So he's preaching to you in Ewe today, not French. And then Pastor Justin was doing his best to turn that into English for you. Amen. Amen. Well, God is so good. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let's close our eyes. Father, we love you. Father, we thank you. Father, we give you praise. Thank you for the death and the burial and the resurrection of Jesus. Jesus is alive. He is risen from the dead. He is risen from the dead. He is alive. Everybody say, he is alive.
He is alive.
Hallelujah. Father, we thank you that Jesus is alive and he has come and he has given us his Holy Spirit to birth us into the kingdom of God. But then he also has given us the Holy Spirit in power to empower us for work and service to bring the gospel all over the world. Because he said, do not leave Jerusalem until you be endued with power. Don't go out the front door until you be endued with power. And they waited for those 10 days until in prayer and in quiet fellowship together until that day where the Holy Spirit came as with the sound of a rushing mighty wind and filled all the room where they were sitting. And cloven tongues of fire came and sat upon each of them. And they all began to speak. Each one of them began to speak with other tongues as the Holy Spirit gave the utterance. So, Father, we thank you right now. I pray for everyone here that you will ask and receive the Holy Spirit and that with the baptism of the Holy Spirit for power and including that speaking in other tongues, that prayer language by which you, if any man speak in an unknown tongue, he speaks not unto men, but unto God. So, Father, we give you praise and thank you for that. Father, let people come and ask for that gift and ask in faith and receive by faith the gift of the Holy Ghost. So, Father, we thank you for it. We give you praise that if you promised, that if you promised it, you would complete it. So we give you thanks and we give you praise in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for our giving this morning, that as we give, we are fully supplied unto every good work. And Father, that all the needs are supplied, all the needs of the congregation are supplied. So Father, as we give today, we give with joy. We give every man as he purposes in his own heart. So let him give, for God, knowing that God loveth a cheerful giver. So, Father, we give you praise and thank you for that in the name of Jesus. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May he lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. Depart in his